Exercise 3, page 48. Speaker A.
I learned to cook from my gran. She was a brilliant cook, and as a child I loved being in the kitchen with her. But she was very strict about hygiene. Her golden rule was that every time you handled a piece of food, you had to wash your hands before touching anything else. At the time, I didn't think it was necessary to be so careful, but I realize now that she was absolutely right.
Speaker B.
As a hotel chef, I have to keep an eye on all my kitchen staff, especially if they are new to the job. Sometimes they make unbelievable errors. Once, I asked a young lad to chop some chicken and then prepare the vegetables. I turned round and saw that he was slicing an onion on the same board we use for meat. He had no idea that you should always use a separate board for meat products.
Speaker C.
Whenever I eat at a restaurant, and it doesn't matter if it's an expensive one or a moderately priced one, I always ask to see the kitchen. The dining area might look lovely and clean, but that doesn't mean the kitchen is. Most restaurants don't mind in the least and are quite happy to let you have a quick look. If a restaurant refuses, though, I just leave and I don't go back either.
Speaker D.
I work in nutrition hygiene and it never fails to amaze me that the vast majority of people are under the impression that most cases of food poisoning result from food prepared in restaurants or other professional kitchens. But the truth is that most cases occur in people's own homes. This is because many people know very little about food safety. On the other hand, professional cooks have had the proper training, so they know all the do's and don'ts about preparing food safely.
Speaker E.
I don't like eating out at all. I don't mean just at restaurants, but at other people's houses too. I know where I am with my own food, and I don't trust others to have the same standards as I do. When we go on holiday, we always go self-catering, so that's not a problem. But if we get invited out for a meal anywhere, my husband gets quite embarrassed about explaining why we can't go.
Speaker F.
I've never really been one for cooking. It's too time-consuming and I'm always on the go. I've got my favourite places to eat in my hometown, and when I go away somewhere, I check out the best places to eat online before I leave. The only time I had a really bad experience was in France, would you believe it? But it was a stomach virus, not the food. I couldn't eat for days.